numbers told the story. They always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Baton Rouge, however you're taking us in, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. Elliot Bowman in for Jeff Parlay today. We appreciate him manning the chair. Kev, Mr. Beethoven, happy birthday to you in the corner, doing audio engineer for us. By the way, before we get to the crack man, I just wanted to pay off. So the freezing cold takes guy that is on one of Will Hill's New York City cast, it's a great sort of Twitter feed, freezing cold takes from back in the day. Every NBA draft, for those who miss it, every time the NBA draft rolls around, our beloved Kelly Bidlin, one of my favorite human beings on earth here at VSiN, he one day, 11, 12 years ago, whenever Chris Singleton and Kawhi Leonard were drafted, don't hold me to the years, he was like, he goes, I'm sorry, but Kawhi Leonard will never be the ball player that Chris Singleton will be. Whatever, you know, variation of that was actually written verbatim. And the freezing cold takes guy puts it up every single NBA draft. He says it's one of his favorite freezing cold takes of all time. So shout out to our own Kelly Bidlin, who we love, who I love. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, in studio. What's happening, man?
Hey, lots to talk about.
You are fired up.
No, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Let's start. Sorry, guys. Let's start. So I put up a tweet last night. I retweeted something from a year ago, from 9/16/21, and I just said, hey, guys, want to make sure you know this rule. I'm going to read you exactly the words I used. Football season's around the corner. This is something that most of the sports books, capital letters, don't want you to know. And it's about teasers. And it's about playing with the sports book that you get refunded on a tie. And many people said to me last night, what are you talking about? I never heard of this. This is not true.
Yeah.
Well, I went on. It's midnight last night. I have to get up, 6:30 here to come in. And literally, I'm looking at the rules of all the sports books. I put up on Twitter copies of William Hill, BetMGM, Westgate. They all have that rule where if the leg of a teaser ties, it doesn't matter what happens on the other leg. You still get your money back. And again, 24 people said, what?
Yes.
I have thrown my tickets away multiple.
Yes.
The last person, the last tweet I had, literally 28 minutes ago said, you're kidding me. I've thrown my tickets in the garbage can when it's tied.
So glad you brought this up.
So now here's the bad point. We have some friends in the industry here that do not have that rule. And I asked them, and I like these guys. I'm not even going to say who. You're the ones I didn't mention, so I'm not even going to say who.
Some deductive reason.
How can you have a one-team teaser? If the first leg, or early game, 10 a.m. in the morning here, goes off, and you have Bills minus 14, T's down to minus 7, they win 27-20, it's a tie. The other leg of the teaser is now Tampa Bay minus 10 down to 3. Well, what happens now? Do I root for them to win by 3, which is a great line, of course, because it's 10? Of course not. You can't have a one-team teaser. Now, I'm open to hearing what the other side, the bookmakers, have to say. I'm open to hearing why they would say that they don't get the money back. I've been playing with bookmakers since I came out of the womb. I've never, ever, ever, never, ever had a bookmaker say, hey, you don't get your money back. That's just the way the books work. Now, I understand a lot of the per head business now is the offshore world. They're local guys, and let's just be honest, the local bookmaker is going to try to take anything he can off you. So, he's hiding behind a pay per head spot in far off places. So he could just say, oh, that's their rule, not mine. Of course, it could be adjusted for every player. That's BS. But listen, I talk about things, and I got a couple things to talk about here that's going to rock
the
boat.
Let's start on this for a second.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
A couple things. One, first, since you came out of the what?
I said womb. What is it? W-O-M-B.
Womb. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I know I said womb. Crazy thing. Sorry.
That's all right. Two, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Sure.
By the way, when Bill says tie, what you're referring to is a push on that leg, just to clarify. So Matt Brown and I, Primetime Action's Matt Brown here at VSiN, who we used to co-host that show, Matt Brown and I used to work with Jay Rude. Jay Rude was the vice president of race and sports at MGM Resorts International for many, many years.
Right.
And Jay used to say to us, hey, and it came up every once in a while. He goes, you know what? You know what we have here at MGM? We're like, wait. He goes, on a two-team teaser here. He just wanted to use two for the most clean example. He goes, if you push one of those legs and you, the better, lose, I have to give you your money back.
He said that?
He said to me, and Jay said to me, we were friendly though.
Oh,
and Jay said to me, he goes, I can't believe I have to do that.
Sorry about that, Jay.
Right.
You know, listen, Gil, you're friendlier with these bookmakers than me.
No, I'm not, first of all.
Sorry.
Well, yes, no, maybe I am in some cases.
No, I am too. I'm just being a wise guy.
No, I have a couple of very good friends who are bookmakers. No, Jay was, he was saying it tongue in cheek though.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like he was like, he's like, wow, well, I can't believe it. But you hit on what the reasoning was for it, which is, a teaser leg, when it goes from 3-2, okay, we get it. Can't go from 2-0, right?
Right.
It can't.
That's right.
So if you
said it right, people get, make sure they know that. That's a great point. Three, he means three teams reverting to two.
Yes.
Two can't go to nothing.
Two can't go to nothing.
Yeah.
Two can't go to nothing.
Right.
So that's the reasoning for why the refund happens. As unbelievable as that sounds to bettors, and those are the reactions you're getting, where people are like, wait a minute, I threw my stuff away for all those years and I would have gotten refunds on it?
I'm telling you, 20 different responses that were baffled by this. And, and this is counting the first tweet of last year. I counted them before I came in. There was 20 different responses, and some people were saying, Bill, you're wrong. That's not the way it is.
No, you're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I just posted three different sports books house rules. I posted them in the Twitter feed.
You know what
I know I'm rocking the boat, the bad guy.
No. You know what part of that is? That bettors are so used to getting the worst of it on sort of nebulous rules right in the middle, that when they get one that goes their way, they're almost like gobsmacked by it.
But it's, you know, it's, I understand, because you lose the one leg of the teaser.
Yeah.
So you can lose 40-0 and you say, oh, they suck, and throw the ticket away.
Yeah.
Not realizing it wasn't even a bet, because the first side pushed.
Yeah.
So that means it's a refund. It's a void.
Man, are you running good if that happens to you, though?
Any sports book that doesn't do this, I'm sure, you know, you have to pick and choose your sports books wisely. I'll tell you that. In other words, I may use a sports book that has that rule that steals your money. I may use that sports book for other things. So I'm not saying don't play with them or don't patronize them. Use them for whatever you can use them, but you have to have many different sports books funded in your arsenal, and this is one of the reasons why. Know the rules before you make the bet.
What else you got here? You're fired up. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Can I bring up something?
Yeah, of course. Can you bring up? It's your show. If it wasn't for you, they wouldn't have me on this network. Are you kidding me? I rocked the boat. Go ahead.
Okay. So you had this past week or so, you had good experience with sportsbook. You observed a really bad thing happening in a far away sportsbook as well. Let's start with the good.
Oh, it was great, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I just told you, I just posted William Hill's. I'm allowed to play in William Hill again, by the way, guys. So that's something that's a plus.
By the way,
and they're taking
bets. I'll tell you, the Ole Miss that I had, they take bets, they take huge payouts, they don't give you any flack about it.
Yeah. No, they have been taking bets from me. I literally made some rather large bets on things I did not think they were going to take for some futures, and they took them all.
This ain't the 2018 NFL draft for longtime Numbers Game listeners.
No,
this is new management. Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing. Okay. Yeah. So I go over to – it just so happens that I'm in the Wynn. I get a good deal to play every week at the Wynn and video poker. It's such a good deal that I'm down $25,000 since they gave it to me. A great deal, Bill.
What a deal.
So they give me $1,000 a week to video poker play. But, of course, you have to put money through to play. So I try to put, like, $100,000 through. It's 1%. The game's 0.5% against you. So it's a – theoretically, if you play perfect strategy, it's about 0.5% advantage. Plus – I get all the restaurants, food, rooms anytime I want. It's a plus, because it's the best place
property.
In town.
Yeah.
What a property. Yeah. I always promote it on Twitter. I've been promoting it for years on Twitter. It's just the best property. Not because they give me that. They can give me nothing. And it's just the best, safest property I feel in town.
Literally the only property I still feel like I'm on vacation.
That's right. That's perfect words.
For those of us who live here.
Perfect words.
Yeah.
So I was in the place getting my dime free play and blowing my money, of course. Like I said, genius that I am. So now I know that I was going to go to the counter there to bet something week one. Week one, I was betting under on a primetime game week one. Here's a play for that I give out, guys. It's going to bounce back. That's why I'll be happy to give it to you guys again. Dallas, I think, is Tampa Bay week one. Let me make sure. I know it's Dallas. I think it's Tampa Bay. Dallas, Tampa Bay, week one, and it's the primetime game, which also means that, you know, to bet an under on a primetime game week one with those two teams, I didn't even think that it was going to be proper to bet that at that time, because I figured, you know, by game time, I know how people – and it is Dallas-Tampa Bay, guys. It's game 480 on the schedule week one. I didn't – you know, what happens here in the NFL is I know people love to bet NFL. They're going to overbet. And what are they going to do? They're probably going to bet the over, because people love to root for over. So I think it'll even bounce back. I see now it's 50.5 Westgate. 51 under 15, a couple spots. They had 52.5 at the win. They had 52.5 at two places, the win and stations. Everyone else had 52. So I said, you know what? They had 52.5. I'm going to go up to the counter there. I haven't made a bet there in, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. I go to the counter, and I say, week one NFL. I give the guy the rotation number at the counter. Good clerks. They're funny clerks. They're these two guys. I've dealt with them before, so it was good to see them. And I said, give me 480 under for 3,300. And I just figured that's, you know, that's a good amount, you know, for first week NFL. They should take that. And, of course, I gave my player card. And the guy that was supervising at the time, he had one of those N95 thick mask on. And, like, I couldn't hear what he was saying through the mask. So I literally, he said, he pointed one at me. He just pointed down to me and said one. And I got upset because I said, I can't hear what you're saying.
Hold on.
Commercial time. Okay, boys.
Hold on. Hold this story. Coming back.
A good story
from the sports book. Followed by a not-so-good one. Numbers Game. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Unscripted with the Crack Man.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN College Football Guide is out now, and the NFL Guide coming in just a couple weeks. Start your football season on the right foot with expert profiles of every team, including team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations, plus best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Remember, though, this is the only way to get access this year to this year's football betting guides, plural, and that's to become a VSiN all-access subscriber. Sign up early and for a discounted $175, you'll receive the college and pro football betting guides along with full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander. It's a numbers game. Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Krakman with the K. The name of the podcast, Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. You were telling a story, sir.
So I go over to the Wynn. I'm at the Wynn playing my free play promotion of video poker. And they have a 52.5 on the Monday night game. I head over to the sports book. And I ask for 3,000 on the under. And the guy behind the counter, the boss that's up on the helm a little bit. It's a step up.
Yeah.
You know, he just snarls down at me and won. And I didn't know what that – he just won. And
he's got the mask on.
He's got the N95 mask on, too, the big, thick mask that, you know, as a matter of fact, when I said something, I said, this guy's not only not going to get COVID, he's not going to get a sniffle because he wouldn't move. He wouldn't take it off. So now he's all by himself back there, and I say to him – I made a comment to him. I said, wait, I'm a casino player. So I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but – go look at my video poker play. I literally lost 15,000 in a three-hour session 2 weeks ago. Just check and see. You know, I'm a casino player is what I'm trying to say. I have a nice credit line there, good-sized credit line. And he wanted nothing to do with it. He's supposed to check that. So he wanted nothing to do with it. He just won. And then he's trying to talk, but I can't hear nothing he's saying. I touch a Bible. I couldn't hear him. I said, I'm sorry, buddy. I was real nice to him at first. I said, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Can you pull your mask down? He said, no. Not pulling his mask down. I said, there's no one 10 feet from you. No one could hear you. Your own clerks can't hear you. Pull your mask down for a second. He wouldn't pull his mask down. There was no one 10 feet around him, I'm telling you. Nothing against him wearing the mask. That's fine. I have nothing against that. I just didn't understand what he was saying. He wouldn't answer me. I said, do me a favor. Get Doug on the phone. Go call Doug. Because I know off the street you have to get that. That might be the limit off the street.
And for those who don't know, Doug is.
Yeah, Doug Castaneda, he took over for John Avello as the director. Does a great job there. But I never have any really interactions with him at all. Matter of fact, the first time I talked to him was yesterday. I think I had a little one in the past. I did, but I mean years ago. So the guy is telling me 1,000, and I just said, get Doug on the phone. And then I literally haven't done this in years. I really got mad because he wouldn't, that's it, that's all you're getting, that's it. And I was so upset that this guy was the way he was. Listen, it wasn't even the $1,000 no more that he wanted to give me. It was the attitude that he had looking down at me and just the scowl on his face and not pulling the mask. That was a combination of everything. It reminded me of how much I can't stand going into a sports book and betting. Mm-hmm. I'd rather bet on my computer. I'd rather bet an app. And let me be blunt. I'd rather even beard in and you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just being blunt. It happens all the time. This is the reason why you guys out there that aren't taking bets off people. This is NFL, by the way. It was literally 32 days away. You have 32 days to work with this. I told them it wasn't a major line move. It wasn't steam. I'm not chasing steam. Every single book in town, there wasn't one with 51 and a half. It's 52 everywhere.
I'm sure there are people at WinBet listening to this right now.
No, those guys are pretty good, I heard.
Yeah, who would just are cringing at this. Yes.
Those guys, who is it? It's Matt, and it was the guy, Alan Berg.
They're great.
Good guys.
They're great, but I'm sure if they listen, they're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so Doug does what? He gives you the full amount.
Doug gave me the full amount, yeah. I actually did get the full amount. I got the bet. It wasn't that I was arguing. Now I find out off the street, which means anyone walks in, the limits on NFL are 10,000 on the side and 2,000 on the total. This guy wouldn't even give me the two he's supposed to give. He's supposed to give everyone two. And by the way, I would have compromised if he said, I'm sorry, Craig, I can only give you two. I said, all right, again, 2,000 is fine. It was just the way he was talking, the tone.
So what do you make of it? Why did you get limited in his from his first, you know,
because
line of defense?
Because he's doing exactly what he's not supposed to be doing when the bosses aren't there. He doesn't want to make a decision.
Yeah.
He's hiding behind a desk and a mask and doesn't want to say anything and just wants people to come in and literally be eggs. You guys, please, just have all my customers be eggs. Come in, bet your $50 parlay, your Yankees, your Chicago, your Dodgers. That's what the kind of – he doesn't deserve a mop job, in my opinion.
See, I think this is a reflection of more than just sports betting, that where most people these – I won't say most people, but there's a lot of people these days that their primary goal is not to do their job well. It is just to preserve their job.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was conserving his job.
Yeah.
And like I said, I talked to Doug yesterday, and he was so nice. He's like, Bill, I'm so sorry that happened. That's not supposed – they're supposed to get me on the phone if you ask for me.
Was the good part of that story that you got your bet in?
I got my bet.
Yeah, okay.
I got it in the
All
end.
Right.
And I'm not trying to – listen, I told you – this is really not even about the bet size no more. It's the way the guy talked to me. And now I do find out that off the street you're supposed to get two. So this is almost a personal thing. And, you know, you could just see this is the kind of guy who has issues with other people. But, you know, you know what happens? When the GMs get together with their department heads, each department has different heads. The GMs, all the departments are saying, oh, my God, that we made money this month and this. And that. The only one that really has a variable that goes up and down is – maybe the sports book. You could have a losing week.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, like, you know, it's hard to make your numbers sometimes because you're not taking the volume. It's the old Richie Bacciolari. Take the bets. Just move the line. Take the bets. You got the information. I mean, literally.
Are you booking or not?
Yeah, and this is the win. This is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I mean, literally, and not only that, and not only saying that you deserve that they deserve credit from me for they're great in so many different areas. My God, that high limit slot department that's in there, I'll put that up against any. They're so on top of things. They have auto pay now. For people don't know what auto pay is, it's a great feature. When you hit a jackpot, no slot attendant no more. There, which is that's everywhere has a slot attendant.
Wow.
No slot attendant. Just push a button. You self pay yourself. You get the tax ticket in the mail. I mean, it's really
it's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful, and it makes them more money because it's not slowing down the customer too. So there's so many good things in there.
All right.
And this guy just got onto my nerves big time.
Let's go to something that'll get people's blood boiling a little bit. This is a far away place. This is an offshore.
Oh, it's actually not.
You're right, it's not.
New Jersey.
That's right, it's New Jersey.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah. And Canada, they're in Canada, too.
Oh, I know they're in Canada.
And they have thousands of employees.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Bet365.
Bet365.
Yeah.
Talk about what happened there.
Yeah, you know.
This is not to you, though.
No, it's not to me, but it is to a friend of mine. And well, actually, it didn't happen to a friend of mine. He's the one that tweeted it. So I actually retweeted what he had up there, but he's told me the story now, and many times over the last it took his buddy 6 weeks to get paid. So here's what happened, and I'm gonna tweet out what I said. It's real simple. Bet365 US was trying to interrogate this person so much, hoping he would give up and let them keep the money. Now let me explain to you what I mean. Guy goes in, he leaves DraftKings at resorts. Walks right next door to fund his Bet365 account. He puts in $9,000 that he just took out of DraftKings, puts the $9,000 cash up. They freeze his account instantly and literally have told him, your deposit right now is frozen. We will get back to you on this. And literally, I'm going to read you what the back and forth real quick. Following a review of your account has been suspended in accordance with our terms and conditions. Until the review has been completed, you will be unable to access your account or get your money back.
So they took the money and then just froze him
out. Took his $9,000, froze the account. He asked for his money back. Now comes the interrogation, and I'm reading to you the actual email from 365 to this guy. Thank you for taking your time to speak with me today. As I mentioned during the call, in order to complete our enhanced verification process on your account, enhanced verification, we kindly ask that you provide a copy of the following documents. Proof of your income, anything showing your level of income. Next, proof of the DraftKings winnings you say you had.
Wait, what?
That's right. I'm reading from the Bet365 email. This could be requested from them, and they should be able to provide it with you. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go to DraftKings. I need a copy of that $9,000 so I can show somebody else. Sure. Proof of cash in hand jobs. For example, a bank statement showing you're depositing cash or any other documentation. Right. I don't know what that means.
Cash in hand.
In other words, cash in hand.
Space, yep. Jobs.
Yeah.
All right. I just didn't want that to get lost in translation.
Oh, yes. This whole thing is a hand.
Okay.
Send your document. Simply respond. We would like to assure you that your information is private. So now they send him that. And literally, he obliged, sends them everything they requested, proof of his yearly income, a bank statement, proof of his DraftKings cash withdrawal with a timestamp, which I don't know how he even got that. 365 say, well, you know what? We're still banning you. Following a review of your account, management team has decided to permanently close your account. They never gave him a reason. And they said, well, bank wire, even though he put cash up, they'll bank wire the money back to you. They took another 2.5 weeks to bank wire the money back. 6 weeks.
Wow.
Interest-free loan for Bet365.
To say we got to do better would be the understatement. That is outrageous.
Unbelievable.
Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, just things he's run into the last couple weeks. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander, unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, by the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Mike Rouse. I just want to read this one. He goes, thanks for the clarification on cash in hand verbiage. I almost drove my car off the road. He wants to say that. Kenny G, great show as always with Bill. What's really on his mind? LOL. Uh-huh. So let's talk, for those who missed it before the break. So guy goes from DraftKings across the street or next door to Bet365.
Yep. Takes his $9,000 out of DraftKings, puts it in Bet365.
Puts it in Bet365.
Now they ask him for the receipt. You have the receipt from that where you got this money?
So we went through a whole laundry list of things they wanted, including a documented how you got this money for DraftKings. Name the other stuff. Like, what else was in there?
They wanted. You know what? And I understand it because I actually did that for DraftKings. I gave him my driver's license and I gave him a copy of my bank statement because I was depositing a lot of money. I was depositing much more than $9,000. A good middle five figures. And I understand the reasons that why it's a responsible gaming. It's money laundering. There's so many antis. But this was $9,000. And but they asked him for They wanted copies because he made a comment to them, too. I forgot to mention this.
Oh.
He made a comment. He said, listen, I do a lot of cash jobs, too. I'm a contractor. I do. And they said, well, we need those cash deposits in your bank. You said you're a contractor. We have to see those cash deposits. It's just out of control. What they were trying to do was interrogate him so much. And let me just be blunt. Yes, they were trying to interrogate him so much and scare him so much that he said, oh, my, let me just forget about the money.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. I have a couple things. Yeah. One, the 9,000 number.
It's a bad number to deposit, by the way.
It's a bad number. But here's the thing. We get it that if you make a bet that, like, if you were, let's say you made four or five different bets that all won 9,000.
Perfect. Right? They came back 9,000?
Yes.
Yes.
Then we get it. Red flag raised. This guy's trying to circumvent.
Right.
We get that.
Structuring there or something.
Structuring.
Not that this guy was even doing that, but it looks like it is.
So this
maybe.
Is my point. Yeah. So this is not that.
No.
This is simply someone coming in with that figure, happened 9, to be that figure.
Right.
What business is it of theirs?
It's no business of theirs.
Yes. Okay. And then
it's not like he deposited $99.99 two separate days.
Right.
You know?
And then the other thing, which is the most interesting point of all this, which is your last one, which is, because this is what I'm thinking the whole time. I'm like, to what end is the purpose here? What you just said is remarkable to me.
To steal
do you
money.
Really believe that that's why?
Yes.
Yes?
They tried to interrogate him so much and scare him because now I find this
that
out.
That he would just abandon it.
Well, now there's other comments of people that have played with Bet365, and this has happened to them in Europe and here. They're only legal in New Jersey and Canada here as far as I know. And this has happened to them over in Europe. So this is this is not the company to be playing. There's so many choices out there. There's just so many. Oh my God! I seen the guy from Breaking Bad that he's their spokesperson and stuff, and they're on TV and they're trying to get customers. Well, this is the way you don't get customers. You do not get customers. But you know, they just think he's a little guy. He's depositing 9,000. He has no say anyway. Well, he does have say. When he reaches someone like me, he absolutely does have say.
Yeah. Well, that's what we try to be too. I mean, listen, that is a. I mean, to say that's a frustrating story would be the most understated thing ever, because the part about them then holding on and slow playing the payback of
6 weeks.
Oh.
All he wants is his money back. He instantly asked for his money back.
So let me get this straight. I walked in here, I gave you money, and you're holding my money hostage.
Right.
That's basically right. What happened.
For 6 weeks, hoping you die. Yeah. So, I mean, literally, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing what they did to him here. So, again, it is resolved. They did pay him the money after multiple back and forths for at least a dozen back and forths each way. And he wouldn't give up. He literally, though, said that he is scared to deposit with anybody now. Well, I mean, like we said.
That'll give you the yips.
It will. $9,000. Yeah. Is probably a bad amount, I guess. You know, really, it's over 10,001 or more, you get a CTR. But big deal. It's a currency transaction report. There's millions of them every day filed with the government. I mean, so it looks like maybe, but he did not do it more than once. So it's not, you can't even accuse him. You said the right words. What business is it of theirs?
Yes.
Unless he deposited 9,000 one day and 5,000 the next to go over to 14 to actually structure and go under the number each day. That's not what he did. He just took the money out. I mean, just think about the things they said to him. We need copies of verification that this money came from DraftKings. What business is of theirs? I wouldn't even have told him that. I was, hey, here's 9,000. That's what I want to open with.
This has nothing to do with this whatsoever, but it reminds me of a story of my buddy whose name I will not mention, who, you know, he went on a trip some years ago, and one of his stops was Ibiza, and some little, you know, thing came on the credit card, and it was like, who knows, so-and-so's, and it had some, you know, super-duper, like, sexual connotation. And, by the way, he did go there. But his credit card company completely, like, stops his credit card because, you know, they're vigilant about that kind of thing.
Sure.
And he calls him, why'd you stop my credit card? Why'd you decline it? I can't use my credit card. And he goes, sir, did you go to, you know, Sophie and so-and-so's whatever club? And he said there was this long pause on the phone, and he goes, what are you, my mother? You know,
right.
It's just like they're so overly vigilant on certain things. So this is like the sports book version of this. It's like, what is it? But this is more sinister is what you're saying. This is more like, no, if you really believe that they're trying to just extract it from him,
listen,
that he'll just.
It's a very strong thing to say. You're right. It's such a hard thing to say because,
yeah.
You know, we're cynical at nature anyway,
yeah.
in our side of the counter. But what other reasons would you have to go back and forth and interrogate this man? Yeah. What other reasons? In other words, we put the 9,000 cash in. Give me the 9,000. He couldn't get the cash back out. They didn't even send him. They sent him a bank wire. They wouldn't give him his cash back.
It's brutal. Man.
The things we go through our side of the counter, guys. I know. It's.
What else did you got there? You said you had a bunch of stuff. You have something else there?
No.
No?
I'm unscripted.
Yeah,
there were the like three things I want to talk about. Okay. I want to talk about the win, talk about that guy. And what was the first thing? The teaser rule.
Let's go back to preseason because we talked about preseason in previous weeks. We started the show today because, again, tonight is when preseason begins in earnest with two games. Obviously, there was a Hall of Fame game last week. You do bet preseason,
sure.
And you do very well.
Sure, of course.
And so we went through like, you know, because every once in a while I want to drop down. And so for new listeners or people new to betting, oh, here are some of the tenets of preseason betting. But I go, listen, of all of these, if I only had one, information is the only one that would really matter to me. If I were into, that's the case with you, correct?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Sure. I have a couple different sources of information. And even Fez, Fez just texted me and says that 52 you're talking about that you got at the win, 52 and a half, it's still available in Reno at the Peppermill. Fez, I'll get right there. Right after this thing, I'm going to drive out to Reno and maybe so I can get a flight there. He's just telling me that it's still available. And you know what?
He's just trying to be helpful.
Fez is probably right. I'm going to overtalk here. If they have an app, you can use the app in Vegas. It's probably, even if they take $200, whatever it is, probably good to get down if they're a slow-moving book like that. So,
ask Fezzik how much he weighs. We got to get him an update.
Oh yeah, Fez, text me.
Wishnev at the.
He was 201 last time he texted me.
Wishnev at the coming here at the end of the month. Todd Wishnev, Steve Fezzik. They have a weight loss bet.
Right.
9,000 to Wishnev, 3,000 to Fezzik. Wishnev started 60 pounds heavier. It's a race down.
Todd made a bad bet. Are you kidding me? I didn't know this part.
It should have been more than just 3-1, right?
He was 60 pounds, 6-0?
60 pounds heavier. You have to understand, though, Todd Wishnev is a professional weight fluctuator.
Which
is not a good thing health-wise.
Right.
But he knows how to lose weight like nobody else's business, right?
Wow.
He just gets it 1,500 calories, I exercise, right? So he knows. So I have no doubt that both of them, because Steve doesn't want to lose his bet either.
No.
I have no doubt that both of them are going to get down to 185. The question is, there is also a clause in there. Steve has to maintain it for until May of next year.
Okay. So with the 185, that's the goal? They have to get down to 185?
Steve can tell you. It's like 180 or 185, but whatever it is.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing, though. For 3-1 is way too low. Fez, as usual, Fez
made
the best
a good deal
of everything.
Yeah. Todd was like low 230s. Like he's lost like 70 pounds in like 100 days.
Oh, yes. Good for him.
Oh, dude, it's unbelievable.
Really?
He doesn't even look like himself.
He's coming in?
Late August. He said to me, he goes, I'm going to shame you because I'm going to pass you in weight. I go, Todd, I'm not part of this bet. I hope you pass me. he's just trying to burn me. I was like, I don't want to get to 185, man.
Right.
I don't want to be 185.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting bet. I'll tell you right now.
3-1. You're right. Fez got the best of the money side of it.
Yeah, he did.
Whether he wins or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
He made a good bet.
Why is your producer's finger going up?
Because that means 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that finger.
You're doing that again. You know why I'm saying that to you? That's what happened to me 2 days
ago. At the win.
One, the guy was pointing at me. So I seen that, and I'm still have that burned in my brain when I see this one. Except you don't have the
K95 mask.
K95 mask on.
Yeah. I think that your preseason thing, though, I have one question about preseason here before we go to break.
Let's go to Don Best.
You document your preseason bets, so you know you've done well.
Oh, yeah.
How many people, if I said, guess the percentage, just, you know, speculate, of the people who say they do great on preseason, but actually, if they document it, actually don't?
Believe it or not, I actually probably have their side. If anyone worth their weight in salt doesn't do good in preseason, you probably shouldn't bet sports. If you're not,
it's just information.
It's information. You can be a market capper. We'll talk about it after the break. Just market capping, making money in this.
I like that. That's on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? Well, you can also convert your BetMGM points
into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, kind enough to join us in studio this morning. Always great to see him, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. And, of course, Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. You said something before the break,
yep.
And it's always good to stop down. We fill every show on this network. We fill, you know, hours of content every week. And, you know, by virtue of that, some of the things we talk about are, you know, going to be higher betting level sort of stuff, medium, novice, that kind of thing. But the one thing that I've tried to do on this show over the years is to say that, you know, different things of the sports betting calendar require different approaches. So you may be a modeler. You may bet sports by having a model. Okay, that's your thing. There's a lot of people who are strictly math-based on one side of the spectrum, and they swear by it. On the opposite side of the spectrum, there's some smoke and mirrors going on. Some people get to the same answers of the modelers in their own unique ways. I'm not judging. And there's a whole spectrum in between. But there are certain things. The NFL draft, it's just an information-based thing. Preseason is largely an information-based race to the best information to get down on bets. It has not. Some things are not splitting the atom. It should be pointed out.
Sure.
Not everything has to be splitting the atom.
Sure.
And you said something about market reading. And I just want to point this out, too, because I said this in the context of, let's just take a tennis match. Let's say you have three outs on a tennis match, and one tennis player is plus 140 at one book. She's plus 140 at a second book, but she's plus 165 at a third.
Right.
You are going to do better in sports betting brainlessly, getting the best of that over and over and over again than you ever will crunching numbers or thinking.
Sure.
So that's the first thing. The other thing is market reading, which Las Vegas Chris was in here the other day. We were talking about that. He is super good at that. I think that, and I'll raise my hand even too, because I say, Chris, I go, Chris, some of the things you do, I don't see coming.
Sure.
I think that's a very, like, he finds it super easy, but he also probably is monitoring it way more than others, so he recognizes
patterns.
Didn't
Chris say something on your show, or I heard him, or maybe he tweeted it, but it might have been on the show, though. I think he said, because I texted him a couple weeks ago. I said, I'd like to see what you do for NFL. I'm very cynical towards the NFL sides, and, you know, I'm not going to say no more nobody wins at them, because I absolutely trust and believe in Chris.
I do, too.
And there's another guy I know that says he beats NFL sides that's unbelievable at the other things he does. So he said, you know, I didn't want to say nothing. I'm doing it 5 years. I'm going to give him my NFL sides this year. So I want to see these two guys and what they do. And Chris said something that was interesting. I think he said this on the show. He said, you know, when I bet something, a lot of times at game time, the line comes back. And he says, you can actually bet it. I find myself betting it again, or I can bet even a better line. So that's how much volume there is on NFL that, you know, these things come back. Like I told you, the 51 and 52 and a half, the 52, it by game time, because it may just come back. It's a primetime game. The over money, people love betting over more than under. So Chris said that, I believe, and he'll correct us here if he didn't. But
do you consider yourself a good market reader?
Yes.
Are you great at that?
Sure. I think more than that than almost anything I do.
Are you better at that in certain sports than others?
Listen, you have indicators in the market. With Gil saying, you're watching different sports books lines, and you're seeing which way the market's going. So, especially in this preseason, just keep your screen up and look. When someone moves, you can figure out which sports books it is. I'm not going to mention them. Do your own work. But like years ago, I used to do it. I think I said it on this show. Years ago, I used to use a sports book called Rio and a sports book called Jazz. They were not Rio here in Las Vegas, by the way. Rio, the offshore sports book. They're both that sports book's closed now. But they used to move first before anybody else. So you'd have a good 30 to 45 seconds to actually get down. So you know it's going to move big. That's what I'm talking about market reading. You know it's going to move. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know a name on the team. You don't have to know the coaches. You don't have to know what color their uniforms are.
Right.
All you have to have is a screen up and just a market cap, and you'll get the best of it following those certain indicators in the market. So, yes, that is still the case. But there's also a common sense element. Common sense meaning Baltimore. Fez said this to me a couple months ago. He's, listen, Baltimore's won 19 in a row or 20 in a row.
20 in a row.
20 in a row. 20 in a row. He said by the time that game comes around, that's probably a good bet as soon as the line comes out to bet the money line on that game. So sure enough, it was
because
pick.
It will only go up.
Sure. It was pick minus 30, pick minus 35.
Yeah.
And up until a couple days ago, 2 days ago, the line was 4. I mean, if you want a middle of the game, I don't like middling games. I like to get the best of it, and that's it. But now that I see it went back to 3, it was 3.5 this morning here at South Point. Now it's 3 and 3 a lot of most of the places. To be real blunt, you might – that is a middle opportunity that's probably worth it because now the 4 was the right side of the bet. Plus 4 was right. So that is getting the best of it too. So preseason, you could middle these games around these key numbers, 1, 2, 3, and, of course, 4 now that that was 4. I don't bet with the intent of middling games, though. I bet with the intent of getting the best of it, and that'll be it. But so there's market indicators, though. Follow your – you could just write down the overnight lines at one of your sharp sports books. And let's face it, write down the lines at Circa. Write down the lines at Pinnacle. You can just go to pinnacle.com, and they have the line. Write down the lines. It's free to go there. It's free to – and then you could see where the lines are going. You're not going to be able to market cap unless you have a live odd service like the Dom Best, which I'm happy to be changing over hopefully to Spanky's odds. He told me he was going to this week he was going to start doing some stuff, so I hope that happens, and we'll see where it's going. But this is a good sport to bet, though, guys. Preseason football, I know you don't like to do it, but
it's not that I don't like to. Okay. I always say when I did 2 shows, I certainly didn't have the time. I just have to make the assessment, like, what's my best use of my gambling dollar and the time spent doing it? And for me, just personally, based on what I do, the downside, like if I lose a preseason bet, I have a lot of self-loathing where I'm like, I can't believe I lost money following that beat reporter's report. And then over a 60-minute football game, it actually doesn't manifest. Just because I know that guy's going to be in one series longer than that team.
Right.
For me, it's just not the best use, for my opinion.
Sure.
It's not like I hate it. I totally respect everyone's game who does well on it.
Yeah.
We crush the NFL draft every year here on this show. It's kind of the same sort of thing. It's just getting ahead of the information. You said something in there, though, that I don't think we seize on enough, which is just a little nuanced point about betting. So you're getting the best of it. I love this conversation. You're getting the best of it. And then you get to the point, like you just said, let's use the extreme example. If a number goes from 2 to 4, let's say it goes from 2 to 4.5. Let's just go crazy. You have a 3 and a 4 available to you if you middle it now.
Right.
Okay. Like, there's that moment where if I had said before you did any of these bets, if I had said, hey, if you get it now at the 2, let's just say it went hypothetically through the 3 and the 4. Like, are you going to middle that? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, totally. Okay. Then you make the bet. It goes through the 3 and the 4, let's just say in this hypothetical example. And then I question you right then. I go, hey, you're going to middle it now, right? What percentage of the times do you actually follow through on that?
You know, it's actually a great question. The numbers are perfect. 2 and 4.5, great number.
Best example ever, right?
The NFL season, that's a great middle.
Yeah, just great. To use
the key
those numbers
are 3 and then 4, which is not a key number no more, but still games do land 4. I probably would middle that. Again, I don't middle a lot of things, but with the intent of middling it, you're saying,
not even the intent, but if I said to you, if I asked you, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'll totally middle that.
Right.
But then would you actually follow through on it? I'm wondering what the percentage of bettors is. 3, 4 may be the two of extreme an example, because I think a lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
But let's say it wasn't 3 and 4.
Okay.
Right. Let's just say it was 6.
Right.
Would you really?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not.
Even though you say in practice, in theory, you will, but in practice, would you?
That's not to say I don't middle, though, because I've seen an opportunity recently, a pick minus 160 and a 7, believe it or not, in the NFL. Mm. But it was tying up your money until December. I don't know what side's right. I bet both sides. I bet the pick minus 160, I bet the plus 7, and let the chips fall where they may.
Let it put it in your account, whatever. You'll remember it then.
But you have to tie up your money until December. So that does happen. You're tying up your money. And that's another thing it's tough to do for a lot of people. I know it is. It's tough to tie up your money on things. But if you have an ROI, and the ROI is the percentage there of your edge, expected value, I think it's worth to tie up your money if you have that kind of money. If you're only tying up 1% of your net wealth, not your net wealth, your money that you're going to be betting sports with. I know no one bets by percentage of volume, which they really should bet, but no one does. Especially tonight's the first preseason games that are on TV besides the Hall of Fame. Everyone's going to have action tonight on something. All I can say is, guys, don't overbet. don't go so crazy. It's just the first day.
And also don't go crazy. We pointed this out a couple times on the show. Don't go crazy because in terms of preseason, let's say you're teasing, you don't want to raise the ire of a sports book either. If they're like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. You don't want to get too greedy on that. That stuff about like making a bet in December on both sides, though, like I think we're so close to the sun on that. Like the percentage of bettors who actually do that are so small, I think.
Sure.
Man,
you know, sure.
Doesn't make it wrong.
No.
But I'm just saying. Bill?
Good stuff again.
Thank you.
We're both out of here.
We're out of here. Gotta go. Lombardi Line next. Enjoy for VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.